The short-term rental, or STRs, are crazy around here, and towns have been tightening the rules on them here in North Carolina. Not sure about where you live, but having a rental property is another revenue stream for people who are trying to make ends meet. But if you are renting out a home, condo, or apartment, there are a few things you should keep in mind when it comes to decorating it. So let's get into that in this week's episode.
Hi, it's Kasha McDaniel, and I am a home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen.
Hello, and welcome to another Creative Home Podcast episode. My name is Kasha McDaniel, and today I want to talk about rental home decorating tips. So, have you ever rented a property? We have only rented our house out when we moved to Germany for 3 years. Now, we staged it to help show off the spaces, but the furniture and the decor, those didn't stay behind. We took most of that with us to Germany. But if you are planning on renting out your cabin, a home, or apartment, especially now here with the US Open coming up in my area of Pinehurst, North Carolina, you need to think about what decor you should have up or what you should leave behind, right? So when we've stayed in many Airbnbs overseas, not so much here in the US, but most of them were tastefully decorated. But again, it also has a lot to do with the pictures and the pictures that you take of your property. So you do have to consider what you're showing in those pictures. Now, and everybody wants to see, you know, well, what does the kitchen look like? What is the living room? How big is the bedroom? How many beds are there, right? So you definitely want to take into account the decorating that you do in your rental property, okay? So let's start with walls, okay? All right, so there should be some kind of artwork that goes with your theme of your home. You know, if it's a mountain cabin, then definitely, you know, the mountain theme and things like that. If it's a, you know, beach house, then the coastal theme is perfectly fine, right? Or the area that you live in. So for us, since we're in the golfing mecca of the world or near it, with Pinehurst, you will see a lot of homes with golfing artwork, right? Whether it's the US Open or other, and I'm not a golfing fan. Please don't hold that against me. I'm just not into it. But people are totally into that, and the greens and the number 2 and number 7 and 6 and however many golf courses there are. I don't know, but there are a lot. And I know it's a big deal with the Masters that was just happening not too long ago. So yeah, golfing is still a big deal, you know. So if you are thinking about your decor and you're renting it out, even temporarily, here people are just going crazy on renting their house out for like a week or maybe 2 weeks. Just for the US Open, because it doesn't happen very often. I think the last time we had it here was, I want to say something like 14 years ago. It was a while. So having it coming back here to the area is a big, big deal. So if you're renting out your home for a week or two, there are some things to consider and what you leave up, right? Obviously your personal stuff you take with you, right? But let's get into the walls. So I talked about the artwork, right? You definitely want to be tastefully decorating the wall art that you have, right? Think about at least having one or two pieces of artwork in each room. Again, it depends on how many walls you have, whether it's an open floor plan or, you know, separate rooms. So definitely take a look at your artwork. Obviously not personal photographs. Those should not be up when in a rental property. But definitely, you know, things of local area. You know, I love seeing pictures of local things. Like when we stayed in Paris, right? You will see pictures of the Eiffel Tower or the Champs-Élysées or whatever, you know. So those, the Louvre, you know, the pyramid, the glass pyramid that they have there, beautiful pictures. It could be black and white. It doesn't have to be that crazy, but you know, something that depicts the area. You know, in our area, it's golfing. It could also be horses, because we have a large horse community here as well. So take a look at your walls, take down those personal pictures, and replace them with something that reminds people or gets them intrigued into thinking, oh, well, where's that at? Is there, you know, there's a train station here that people love taking pictures in front of, right? Or the horticulture gardens, you know, those are so pretty. So landscape type pictures, anything around your yard. If you have some pretty flowers, take pictures of that. You know, you can easily transplant, remove your personal pictures and use those instead. Okay, so those are just a couple of hints on the artwork and the walls that you can use. Okay, because that's a big one. Sometimes people take a look at and don't realize that that's kind of a big deal, you know, because you want to bring in some color, right? Bring some interest to the walls. And it doesn't have to be heavy or like framed or anything like that. It could be easily put on canvas, which is so nice and light. And you don't have to put those heavy, heavy wall anchors in the wall. You just put a nail, you know, a thin one, and it'll hold up a canvas piece easily, right? So yeah, so take a look at your artwork. See what you have hanging up, you know, that's not personal. It's not family pictures. It's not military. It's not certificates. Nothing like that. Okay. Nothing with your name on it. Right. Okay. So walls. The next thing definitely to look at is the living room. And definitely minimal furniture in that. Right. So you'll want to definitely have a couch and some chairs, you know, some side tables and lamps and things like that. A rug if needed, depending on whether it's carpeted or not. But minimal furniture, and then like the TV stand, if it goes in that room or if it goes into a different room, right? Maybe there's a family den or something like that, that the TV goes into, but minimal furniture, you know, just to show off the space. Coffee table. If you have a mantle, you know, take a look at the decor that's on there. Again, take a look at what personal things you have in there. And, you know, definitely if it's something that you've lived in, you know, you're going to take away things. If it's something that you're, you know, creating as a rental property, you're going to be adding things, right? You're going to be adding some, you know, decor on the coffee table, a mantle, and things like that. Now, if you don't know how to arrange the furniture in the living room, I do have a course on how to stage a living room, and that's all online. And it tells you exactly where to place all your furniture so that you have an optimal layout, right? Know what colors work best for your living room, okay? Gone are the days where you second guess yourself. Instead, you know, you'll hear people looking at, wow, that looks fantastic, right? And so that's why I created this How to Stage Your Living Room course, so that you know exactly what to do. And it's a stackable 5-lesson video series that walks you through each step of the staging process for your living room. So whether you're staging your home to sell or to rent it out, you still need to stage your home, okay? So you have these video lessons to walk through. There's workbooks, checklists, ebooks, and guides with pictures to show you exactly where to place the furniture, with accessories and color palettes. And I even have in there home staging examples of living rooms so you can see before and after pictures where these staging techniques were applied. And I'll leave the link in the show notes. So if you're interested in that course, that is a great way to get started, because your living room is the most important room to stage, and that will make the most wow bang for your buck there. Okay. So take a look at the living room, make sure that's staged and set up again with the minimal furnishings that you need. Moving on to the kitchen and the dining area, definitely if you're renting it, you're going to need to leave behind like dishware and glassware, utensils, bakingware, you know, those kinds of things. But out, you know, leave some, you know, some small appliances like a coffee maker, a toaster, you know, some of those small appliances that they're going to need, hand towels, oven mitts, those kinds of things that people are going to need to cook while they're there. So pots and pans, you know, maybe some bakeware, you know, that kind of a thing. So take a look, see what you leave behind. You don't have to leave everything, because I know I have certain things that I'm like, oh wow, I have a lot of cabinets and a lot of places to put things. You know, if you have a griddle, that'd be something great that they can make pancakes on or something, if you want to leave something like that behind, you know. Places to find these types of things are definitely thrift stores. You know, if you have a Habitat for Humanity, they will always have toasters and things like that, coffee pots and makers and things like that, that you can use and help you show off your rental property. Okay. So definitely take a look at that. If you have a, you know, an eat-in kitchen, like, you know, the table and chairs, make sure there's enough seating for however many people you're planning on hosting in there. You know, say you only have like 2 or 3 bedrooms, well, make sure there's enough chairs for, you know, 4 to 6 people, right? So make sure you have that in there. The bathroom, make sure there's towels if you're going to be providing towels as a service, you know, as part of your rental property. Is that something you provide, or is that something that you have, your rental people have to bring, right? I know for the beach, when we went, we had to bring our own beach towels, but they did provide bath towels. Or if we wanted sheets, we had to get, you know, bath sheets from the rental service, and they would come and, you know, take it off and clean it, and we'd get our own sheets and put them on our beds ourselves, that kind of a thing. So take a look at how that works out for you and your area, okay? The bedroom, we talked about sheets a little bit. Again, minimal furniture in there. The bed, a nightstand, lamp, you know, that kind of a thing. And again, if you do need a bedroom layout, again, if you're renting your property, I do have a bedroom layouts ebook on that, and I'll leave the show notes in there as well. And I have, I think I want to say like 10 or 12, I can't remember exactly, but 10 or 12 different layouts for different shaped sizes, bedrooms, so that you can, you know, figure out if you have multiple doors, like maybe there's a door that goes to a bathroom or to a balcony. Well, where do you put the bed? You know, where's the ideal place for that, right? So I have that as well. And then another thing I also have is my home decor ebook, where it talks about all the kinds of accessories that you can use in every part of the home, whether it's the mantle, the coffee table, the dining room table, the side tables in the living room, the bedroom, what to set up in the kitchen, you know, those kinds of things, all in that home decor ebook that you can take a look and help you stage your rental property. Okay, so those are just some things to think about when it comes to decorating your rental home. There's not going to be a whole lot in there, but just enough to make the people who are renting it comfortable, right? So they don't have to, you know, cook there, but if they do, then they have the utilities and the utensils and everything to do that, right? At least make some kind of breakfast in the morning, whether it's just coffee and some toast, you know, or something like that. You know, the refrigerator should be cleaned out and everything. The oven should be in good working order. So those kinds of things when you're renting your home, well, yes, those should come in hand, right? But even when we were renting out an Airbnb, the heat was not working or the hot water was not turned on because it hadn't been rented in a long time. They had turned it off. So yeah, those are some of those things as an Airbnb host or a rental property host or a short-term rental, whatever it is that you are, think about as a host that you need to make sure are in good working order, and then also how to decorate it so that it looks pleasing. And, you know, when you see the pictures online, people are like, oh, that's really cute. I love that cabin, or that apartment is exactly what we need. It has a trundle bed. It has a crib, you know, so you can see everything there and it looks like someone could live there, right? Even for a short term. So take a look. I'm going to leave a bunch of links in the show notes for you to take a look on how to stage a living room, the master bedroom layouts, my home decor ebook. So there's lots of resources for you to take a look at and help you decorate your rental home and property. Okay. I hope you guys have a fantastic week or so, because again, I'll be starting to do the podcast episodes every 2 weeks, and I will catch you later. I'll talk to you. Bye.